So he says, you don't need to fight. You don't need to move. He said, you don't even need to worry. Twice, God says, don't be afraid. Why does God say that? Why do I not have to worry in the breakthrough prayer? Well, here's the question. Has God ever lost a battle in all of history? No. We lose battles. God has never lost a battle that he fought. You can't lose. If God's fighting the battle for you, you can't lose. You're going to win.
Have you been waiting for a breakthrough? Well, you're in good company. The Bible is full of people who were tested with tough circumstances, including Mary, Noah, Job, the Apostle Paul, and countless others. But what was the common ingredient that allowed these heroes of faith to overcome? Find out right here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope as we continue with a series called Seeking God for a Breakthrough. In just a bit, we're going to tell you about the Verses of Hope Scripture Box, a beautifully designed vegan leather box filled with artfully illustrated and inspiring scripture cards. Now with 40 brand new bonus scripture cards, it's perfect for filling your mind with God's Word. And you can take a sneak peek right now just by going to PastorRick.com or texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called How to Pray a Breakthrough Prayer.
Now, here's the third part of praying a breakthrough. After you have told God, focused on him, his greatness and all that, and you've told God you can't do it, you need him to do it. Here's the third thing. Listen for what God says. And that's why I told you in prayer, prayer is a conversation. It's not a monologue. Prayer is not you doing all the talking. You mean, wait a minute, in those 5 minutes, I don't have to be talking the whole time? No. A person who talks all the time, that's not a conversation. That's a monologue. You want to have a conversation with God. You can't build a friendship if they never get to talk. You're not spending the whole time talking to God. You're spending some time letting God talk to you. How? Through this book. Through reading this book. This book is filled with what God wants to say to you. Everything God wants to say to you, he's already put it right here. People are always looking for some sign. I wish God would tell me what he wants to do. I wish he would write it in the sky. God is not going to write it in the sky. He's already written it in a book. And you won't read this. Why in the world do you think you're going to look up at the sky? Stop looking for a sign and start looking for a scripture. Stop looking for a vision and start looking for a verse. God's will is in God's word. And the more you read this book, the more you're going to know what to do. Now, I want you to listen to what God said to these guys, because they're all praying, Lord, the enemy's coming. We don't know what to do. We don't have the power. We're going to die. This is a crisis, and it's uncontrollable. Verses 15 to 18 is packed with encouragement for you. And God would say the same thing to you in his word if you would just read it. Here's what the Bible says, verses 15 to 18. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Whoa, we'll come back to that. The battle's not yours, but God. He says, you won't need to fight in this battle, strange battle. Just take up your position and stand strong, then just wait and watch, and you will see the Lord deliver you. You're not going to deliver yourself. This is a breakthrough prayer. I'm going to deliver you. Listen, get the message. Don't be worried. Don't be afraid or discouraged, because the Lord is with you. And after they had listened to what God had said to them, it says, then the king and everybody else bowed down on the ground, and they worshiped God. Imagine this scene, an entire nation getting on the ground, bowing down on their knees and worshiping God, because God had said, I'm going to take care of it. Now, this is an amazing thing. When you pray the way these people prayed, Jehoshaphat the king and everybody else, you're going to get God saying the same thing to you. So let's write these things down. God says four things to you when you pray a breakthrough prayer. He says these same things to you. Number one, the first thing God says to you is this: relax. Don't be afraid or discouraged. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. You can chill out. You can relax. He says, it's not a problem with me. I'm bigger than that army. That's the first thing God says to you when you have a problem that you can't control. Relax. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Second thing God says, and he's going to say it to you too, it's my battle and I'll handle it. It's my battle and I will handle it. Verse 15, the battle is not yours, but God's. You guys, you want to know why you're tired all the time? Why you're frustrated? Why you're fatigued? Why you're worn out by life? The reason you're so tired is you're trying to fight battles that belong to God, and you're not God. The battle is not yours, it's God. That problem out there you think's your problem, God says, you're my child. Fathers take care of their children. It's my battle. It's my battle. The battle is not yours, but God's. You see, what happens in life, because we're particularly in America, we're very independent. And so what happens is when we see a problem, we think, if it's to be, it's up to me. I got to figure it out. I got to plan it all. And what we start doing is we assume God's role. God says, the battle's not yours, it's mine. And you say, I can solve this mess. And so you try one thing and it doesn't work. You try something else, it doesn't work. You try another thing, it doesn't work. And you've been batting your head trying to solve this problem in your marriage, trying to solve this problem in your body, in the economy, in the world, in the nation, at school. And you're trying to solve it on your own power. You're trying to fight the battle on your own, and you're getting tired. And finally, you just give up. And you come back to God, and you say, Lord, I've made a mess of this. And you say, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I've really let you down. Now, you may have never actually prayed that, but you thought it. I'm a big disappointment to God because I really tried on this. I tried to solve this problem, and God, I've messed up. I've made a mess of it. I'm so sorry, God. I've let you down. And God says, nope. You didn't let me down because you weren't holding me up. You don't hold God up. He holds you up. You don't have God in your hands. He's got you in his hands. If you got God in your hands, it's not God. If it's an idol, if you think you can control God, it's not God. It may be a lucky charm, a talisman. It may be a rabbit's foot or a good luck horseshoe or some little thing you think is going to give you special power, that's going to give you special energy, and you keep it in your pocket or on your wrist or whatever, and you think that's going to help. If you can control it, it's not God. You're not letting God down because you're not holding him up. Get this through your mind as your friend and pastor. God is not disappointed in you, because he's not expecting you to do what only he can do. You don't hold God up. He holds you up.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000.
Thanks for joining us today here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. As Christians, we know that in order to live for God in the most meaningful way possible, we need his word deep down in our hearts. Right now, I'd like to tell you about something called the Verses of Hope Scripture Box. this vegan leather box is filled with full-color, artfully illustrated, and inspiring scripture cards, along with graphically designed, four-color, lined cards for your favorite Bible verses, personal notes, and observations. And now, for just a short time, we are also sending you 40 bonus scripture cards on the topic of prayer. This resource will daily restore your sense of hope when life gets the best of you, when you're looking for answers to difficult questions, or when you just need to be refreshed in the Lord. The Verses of Hope Scripture Box will help you get on the path to a more Christ-centered life as you fill your mind and heart with His Word. And because this stylishly designed study tool looks so great, you'll also be adding a bit of flair to your office or living space. It's a great way to start a conversation with people around you about God's Word. Limited quantities are available, so act now. To get your very own Verses of Hope Scripture Box, just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Arabic. Isn't that great? We have over an entire year of Arabic devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Arabic, please email me right now. And I'll send you the link to sign up. Email me, rick@pastorrick.com. rick@pastorrick.com. God bless you.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Get this through your mind as your friend and pastor. God is not disappointed in you because He's not expecting you to do what only He can do. You don't hold God up. He holds you up. A couple weeks ago, you know, I went to India. And Sunday I got there and I spoke to 110,000 people. And then the next several days, I did a pastor's conference from 12,000 pastors from all over India. And on the last day, we had a stadium rally, and I spoke to, 50, 60,000 people. And when I left LAX, I got on the plane. Can you imagine how stupid this would look? Is that we're on the tarmac, we start going down the runway, and as the jet starts picking up steam, I'm in a 747. It was a 16-hour flight to Dubai, and then another 5 hours to Hyderabad. And as that plane goes down the runway, would it be stupid if I start doing this? And as the speed picks up, I'm starting doing it faster and faster and faster. And as the nose guides in the air, I'm going really, really fast, really, really fast. And the steward comes back, the flight attendant comes back and says, Mr. Warren, what are you doing? Oh, I'm helping us get off the ground. Mr. Warren, it has enough power on its own. It doesn't need your help. Oh no, it might crash if I don't do this. 3 hours into the flight, I'm going. And the flight attendant goes, Mr. Warren, you really don't have to do this. The battle is not yours, it's God's. Okay, you get the point. Okay, you get the point. You're not holding the plane up. You're not holding God up. Let me ask you a very personal question. Are your arms getting tired of flapping? In what area of your life have you been flapping for months and maybe even years? In my marriage, trying to make it work. In my job, trying to make it work. In my health, trying to make it work. And you're just flapping and flapping and flapping and flapping. And finally, and you right now, you're on the verge of just saying, God, I give up. And God says, great, now we can get something done. I've been waiting for you to realize you're not holding me up. Great, give up. And as your friend today, I'm telling you, give up. The battle is not yours. It's God. Now, once you give up, God says, now I can get something done. So God says four things to these people, and He says the same things to you. Relax. It's my battle. I'll handle it. Here's the third thing He says. Keep serving in your position. Keep serving in your position. The next line in that verse says, just take up your position and stand strong. Here's the enemy coming against them. He doesn't say, go home and light a fire and watch TV. He also says, doesn't say, go fight them. He says, get in your position and stand there. That takes an enormous amount of faith. Now, I don't have time to get into this, but God has a position for everyone in the family of God. He has a ministry for you to do, a service for you to perform. A non-serving Christian is a contradiction. God has a niche, a niche for you. He says, you've got a position. Just stand strong. And then that's the fourth thing he says, is watch, wait and watch what God does. That big problem in your life? It's my battle. Stand firm, stay in your position, wait and watch what God does. Now, this is the strangest battle in history. And at verse 17, here's what he says. Now, you're not going to need to fight in this battle. Would you agree? That's a pretty unusual battle. So you don't need to fight in this one. Just take up your position and stand strong. Then just wait and watch, and you will see. You will see the Lord deliver you. You're not going to deliver yourself. Again, don't be afraid or discouraged, second time, because the Lord is with you. And then the king and everybody else all bowed down on the ground and worshiped God. That passage I just read, in three words, here's what God says to them. I got this. I got this, okay? It's not your problem. I got this. I will handle this. By the way, that verse there, verse 17, 2 Chronicles 20, is the middle verse of the Old Testament. Some of you, that's the only thing you're going to get. Little trivia, you write it down. Middle verse of the Old Testament. But he says, in this battle, you don't need to fight, you don't need to move, and you don't need to worry. You get that? He says, first, you don't need to fight in this battle. You can resign as general manager of the universe, and it's not going to fall apart. You're not Atlas holding everything up. God's holding you up. You don't need to fight. He says, you don't even need to move. He says, stand strong. You don't have to manipulate God. You don't have to help God. Just let God be God. He says, stand strong. You don't have to move. Now listen, this is for somebody here. Some of you are thinking, if I could just move, all my problems would be different. If I could just move away, if I could just go to Tahiti, then I would not have any stress. You know what the problem with that is? When you go to Tahiti, you take you. And where is the stress? It's not in the air, it's between your ears. So you're taking your stress to Tahiti. Some of you think, I need to move. Well, maybe not. Maybe you're exactly where you need to be, and you need to be at church every week hearing this kind of teaching so you know how to handle stress instead of being out there on their own and doing it in the wrong way. I know guys who've turned down promotions because he wanted their kids, his kids, to grow up in this church. Lots of families have done that. Because I said, you don't need to move. You don't need to manipulate. You don't even need to help God. You don't need to move. It's an attitude of quiet confidence. I want you to write this down. It is never God's will for me to run from a difficult situation. Did you write that down? It is never, 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 never God's will for me to run from a difficult situation. Because if you run, you're going to face it again somewhere else. No, God says, stand still. Don't move. Just wait. Be quiet. Stand strong. If you run from a difficulty, you run from a difficult marriage, you tend to fall into another marriage and you're going to have difficulty there. God wants to teach you that he's sufficient in everything. So he says, you don't need to fight. You don't need to move. He said, you don't even need to worry. Twice, God says, don't be afraid. Why does God say that? Why do I not have to worry in the breakthrough prayer? Well, here's the question. Has God ever lost a battle in all of history? No. We lose battles. God has never lost a battle that he fought. So you can't lose. If God's fighting the battle for you, you can't lose. You're going to win. Now, what do I stand firm? He says, just stand strong, stand firm. How do I stand strong? How do I stand firm? There's so much in this chapter, I couldn't even put it all in the outline. So look up here on the screen. Verse 20 says this. Here's how you stand strong. Put your faith in God, and you'll be able to stand firm. Have faith in his prophets, and you will succeed. Now, as your coach, as your pastor, that's what I'm praying for you every day. I'm praying that you'll be able to stand firm in life, you won't fall over, and I'm praying that you'll succeed. I pray for your success in life. My goal is to help you be successful in every area of your life. And he tells us there how you do it. Well, the way you get stability is by putting your faith in God, his character, and the way you get success is by putting your faith in what his prophets have said. This is it. It's the word. And the more you get in this book, this is what God spoke to us through these prophets. He said, if you do that, you're going to succeed. The more you're in this book, the more you're going to succeed in life. If you're not in this book, you're going to make all kinds of mistakes that God said, yeah, you didn't need to make that one. So he says, stand firm on the character of God and stand firm on the truth of the Bible. Now, here's the fourth step. The fourth thing you do in a breakthrough prayer. There are five things, and you can do this every day in these little five-minute things. Thank God in advance for the answer. Thank God in advance for the answer. And the reason I chose this particular story from the Bible is because it perfectly illustrates the power of thanking God in advance before you get the answer. And notice, this is an unusual battle strategy. George Patton would have fainted if he'd been given this order. Verse 21. So then, based on all of what God had said, the king appointed musicians and singers to march out in front of the army and to loudly praise and thank the Lord as they're going out to the battle, to the battlefield. And he even tells us what they sang. Here's the song. This is what they sang. We thank God. His love never quits. I think we've got a song like that. His love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. He's saying, we thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We love you. Your love is cool. It's always there. Now, would you agree this is a bizarre way to organize an army? The king goes, okay, musicians, everybody get out of here. You're in front. You're in front of the army, and let's start marching down to the battlefield. Now imagine this, that three enemy nations, three times as many people on the other hill, and they're looking down, they see this choir in front of the army. They're going, what is going on?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional and check out all the other great resources available to you at PastorRick.com. As Christians, we know that in order to live for God in the most meaningful way possible, we need His Word deep down in our hearts. Right now, I'd like to tell you about something called the Verses of Hope Scripture Box. This vegan leather box is filled with full-color, artfully illustrated, and inspiring scripture cards, along with graphically designed four-color lined cards for your favorite Bible verses, personal notes, and observations. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. You know, a few months ago, I prepared a special gift for you called the Scripture Box, filled with cards of scripture verses that you can use to grow in your daily life. Some of you missed that opportunity, and some of you wanted to get more, and we've actually added 40 more scripture cards, and these are about the topic of prayer. So I want you to get this, if you haven't got it already, the Scripture Box, where you'll not only receive the cards with the Bible verses to remind you of the hope that we have in Christ, but you're also going to get these 40 new cards that encourage you how to pray specifically on the promises of God. These are 40 Bible verses that will remind you of the power of prayer. Get it today.
This great study tool is yours when you support this ministry financially. Don't miss out. Quantities are limited, so act now. To get your very own Verses of Hope Scripture Box, just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.